is this fraud? Listen to this story. Okay. So this 27-year-old woman married a 29-year-old guy in September. All right. And they dated for a while. The day after their wedding, he revealed a big secret. And the secret was he's bald. He'd been wearing a hairpiece the entire time she'd known him. And he took off the hairpiece and he's like, I have something to tell you, new wife. I'm bald.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so she's filed a legal complaint against him. She says that she would have never married him if she knew that he was bald. Like, really? So the guy, you don't love him enough? So that means that if, as he grows old, he gets bald, you're going to divorce him once he starts losing his hair? I mean, I say good riddance. Like, I'm glad that he learned early that she was never going to be a good wife. Like, that says more about her than it does about him, doesn't it?
There are some guys, though, that can get away with the bald thing. But there are some guys that really cannot get away with the bald thing.
So, it's not up to you. It's not like you choose to lose your hair.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of like the movie I'm Gonna Get You, Sucker. When
all right, what happens there?
When he hooks up with this girl and she takes him back to her house and she starts taking off her hair and her legs and her fingernails, and so everything is fake about her.
This voluptuous ass of mine.
Guys always get a kick out of this one. Wait. Oh, God, I feel so much better. I know you do, too.
If guys are too stupid to realize that women wear makeup, and when they take off their makeup, like, I don't permanently have lashes and eyeliner and lipstick. I don't permanently have hot pink lips. So if you're too dumb to know that I don't look like that all the time, good riddance.
Right, but I think that's false advertising, too. So when you take that makeup off, oh, dear God. You know,
well, my friend was upset when she heard the story because she was like, it's not about him being bald. It's about the fact that he lied to her. He wasn't honest about who he was from the very beginning. Mm-hmm. So I guess I can kind of, I see that too. Like, I see the other side of it. Like, all right, so if he's so comfortable with being himself after they're married, or did he kind of catfish her? You know, so it's like, I can't decide whether I'm on her side because she kind of got catfished here and it's more about lying and less about being bald? Or is it the fact that she doesn't like bald guys and he lied to keep her, and maybe this is like a good thing for him to know that she was always going to leave him once he lost his hair?
Well, it starts with, hey, by the way, I'm bald, to, hey, by the way, I have a whole nother family. You know, so you can't really overlook a little lie like that because he's hiding other things. And how long did they date? Because you should date somebody, you should know them inside and out, literally, before
right,
you get
true.
Married.
No, and also, I'm sorry, bitch, you didn't know that was a hairpiece.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, you didn't know that was a hairpiece? I mean, I saw the picture. I knew immediately. You dated this guy for like months and months, even a year before you married him, and you didn't know that was a hairpiece? Oh, my God, you need to get some glasses.
Yeah, I'm going to find out in 2 seconds if your hair is real, because I have a habit of taking your hair. And if it comes off, then we have a problem. So I'm going to know all that before we get married. I'm test driving the whole thing. I don't want to have a surprise.
If she's too dumb to not know that that was a hairpiece, then I'm sorry. You get what you deserve.
When I got the job at a rock station in Savannah, there was a guy that already worked there, and he was the guy that did the morning news.
Right.
So he was the guy that came on during the syndicated morning show on the rock station and did the local news. And he needed hair because he was one of those guys. He was one of those guys that without hair wasn't attractive at all.
Really? Okay.
Looked like a troll.
Mm-hmm.
So I traded out hair for him. So what that means is you go to a hair place that sells wigs and you get them to advertise for free. In return, they give you hair.
Right. That's free advertising. Then the guy has to say, I get my hair from, you know,
So I just
Leslie's hair plugs.
I just sent you a photo. He is still rocking that same hair 20 years later.
And did you email it or text it?
I emailed it to you. And can you tell if you met this guy at a bar?
Oh, come on. Oh, come on. This is it looks like an animal crawled up on his head and died up there. Like, that's not, it doesn't even look natural. That's no, there's no way that no, this is a joke, right?
That's on the website of the radio station. He's still there.
Get out. I mean, it literally looks like a Halloween costume. It looks like one of those hair pieces that you buy at one of those Halloween stores, and you put it on because you're going to go as like John Bon Jovi.
So if you met him at a bar and ended up marrying him, it's your fault for not knowing that thing on his head is not alive.
Right, right. He obviously has pets at home. One of them's on his head.
I mean, how fake does that look?
It's, I mean, like I said, it looks so fake that it looks like a Halloween costume. It just, especially with the goatee. Does he not have a mirror? I don't get it.
That's exactly the way he looked 20 years ago.
Is it a bit that he's doing? Is it like a regular?
No.
I mean, what?
He thinks he looks good like that.
No.
Yes.
Nobody looks good like that. He honestly, it looks like it's Halloween 24/7 in his world. That looks like a piece of a costume that he's just not wearing the rest of it.
He is the PD now of that station. So that
I'm
means
sure everyone's afraid to say something to him, right?
He's the boss. So let's say you get a job at that station and you got to meet with the PD.
No.
So you go into his office and you got to meet with this guy. How the hell are you going to keep a straight face and not say, dude, seriously, stop. What are you doing?
That's the thing. I question his judgment when I look at somebody like that. And I don't know that I'll be able to take him seriously.
Should I feed that thing snacks on your head?
Right.
Does it have a name? Still doing it.
Wow.